According to a recent poll, 76% of Idahoans support pre-K education. Even with those numbers, it is still not state-funded. This latest poll was conducted by the Idaho chapter of the Association for the Education of Young Children. Idaho is currently one of six states that has no publicly funded pre-K program. Studies show early preschool is beneficial in developing educational values, especially for low-income and disadvantaged students. Joining me to discuss the ongoing efforts to promote and get public pre-K education in Idaho is Beth Oppenheimer, Executive Director of the Idaho Chapter of the Association for the Education of Young Children. Beth, welcome to the show.
Hi, Gemma. Thank you for having me.
Let's start with this poll that was conducted. You did this towards the end of the year. Correct?
We did this last year in 2017.
Mm-hmm. And tell me about the results of the poll. Fairly shocking.
It was shocking. We ended up doing this poll because as we continue to push the issue of state-funded pre-K, one of the things that was missing in the discussion was, what do Idahoans think? And so we took a step back and did a statewide poll of voters across Idaho to ask them, what do they think and know about state-funded pre-K? Do they even know that we don't have state-funded pre-K? So we went through a whole gamut of questions. But at the end of the day, what we found out, surprisingly, but not really surprisingly, is that 76% of voters, both Democrat and Republican and independent, support funding for state investments in pre-K.
And with that number, tell us about what that means for you moving forward with your organization.
Well, what this means is that this is an issue that is supported by Idahoans, and it's supported by voters. And so our policymakers at the State House should really see this as a safe issue. This is an issue that they should get behind because this is what Idahoans want. So as they're running their campaigns and they're doing all this, they need to, and we're talking about education always being the top priority of any issue in Idaho, looking at pre-K is something that they should really be taking seriously.
There are some detractors that say, look, we don't even fund kindergarten in Idaho. Let's do that before we do pre-K. What is your response to that?
My response to that is we should do both. We have some school districts that do offer full-day kindergarten. We have some school districts that only can offer half-day. The state only funds half-day voluntary kindergarten. But at the same time, because of what we know about brain development, between 0 and 5 years old, a child's brain develops 90%. So we want to make sure that we're taking every opportunity we can to reach those children during those that most critical phase of their life. And so state-funded pre-K at 3 and 4 years old is really critical to the success of them entering kindergarten with the skills needed that they so they can be successful in K through 12.
Let's talk about what state-funded pre-K means.
Sure.
I think there's a lot of misconception out there about what it is, actually. Can you talk about what it is and what Idaho is looking for, what your organization wants for Idaho?
Sure. So when we talk about state-funded pre-K, that means that the state invests dollars into a program that supports 3 and 4 year olds. So that is an environment where children have access to a teacher who can help with their develop their skills that they need to be successful in preschool. We currently have a program, Superintendent Ybarra introduced an online app for 4 year olds and calling it a preschool program. An online app isn't a preschool program. A preschool program really incorporates high-quality standards. So a teacher-adult-child interaction is so critical. And so you don't get that from an app. So when we talk about that, it's really about the environment of where the child is. In Idaho, we are looking at developing a program so that we can really serve those who can't afford a high-quality program or can't have access to a high-quality program. Some of our rural communities have no access to programs at all. And a lot of our folks can't afford what's available anyway. And so there are states that have universal pre-K. So universal pre-K is more that every child, the state has funded so that every single child in that state has access to a high quality preschool program.
So that means like doesn't matter what your financial situation is,
sure.
Anything like that. We're not looking for universal pre-K, though.
Eventually, we would love that, obviously. Right. But a starting point is that we want to reach folks that at a certain income level that might not be able to afford or find access to a preschool program.
We're speaking with Beth Oppenheimer, Executive Director of the Association for the Education of Young Children for Idaho. And we'd like to hear from you. Are you a parent of a toddler or a preschool, or would you like to see state-funded pre-K, or do you see it as a parent's responsibility to manage their children prior to kindergarten enrollment? If you would like to get in on this discussion, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. You can tweet us, KBSX915, use the hashtag Idaho Matters, or get onto our Facebook page, Boise State Public Radio, and give us your comments. Now, both Governor Butch Otter and State Superintendent Sherry Ybarra, if I'm correct, have not requested funding for pre-K. Do they have a reason for that?
That is true. And so Idaho has not requested any funding. So what I have heard from Governor Otter in the past is that when we talk about the issue of funding pre-K, what we hear from him is that we haven't, when we fix K through 12, then maybe we can look at the early years. And my response to that is always, we're never going to fix K through 12 until we actually invest in those early dollars, because at the end of the day, we're still going to have half of our kids entering kindergarten without the skills that they need to be successful in school. So from day one, our K through 12 system is struggling because we're playing catch up with the half of our kids from that first day. So in order to strengthen our K through 12 system, we really need to invest in those early years so that we have more children coming in ready to go, ready to hit the ground running, so that our K through, so that they can be successful in later years in their academic success.
And we know that there are some programs in the state that have been successful in this. We just spoke with Representative Sally Toon the other day. She wrote an op-ed and she talked about how in the Basin School District, which is the Idaho City area, they've been funding pre-K for upwards of 20 years, correct?
They have.
And what are we seeing in those kids K through 12? Because 20 years, these aren't just kids. I mean, they're young adults.
Right. So we have the research, both here in Idaho and nationally, that shows that children who have access and opportunities to participate in a high-quality preschool program, what we're seeing is higher graduation rates. First of all, they're reading at grade level at third grade, and then we're seeing higher graduation rates going on to college, et cetera, et cetera. We have several communities in Idaho that are looking at doing just that. Idaho City's been doing this for a long time. But
they're old hats at it.
They are. The Boise School District has recently invested in pre-K program, and just after 1 year, the school readiness, the IRI scores are incredible in terms of the children, comparing the children who didn't have access to the program and the children that they do. Caldwell, through their P16 program, have been doing this as well, and the data is showing that their children are faring very well when they're entering the K through 12 system. And nationally, we know that states have been doing this forever, right? And states have been doing this for a long time. We're one of six states that does not have state-invested preschool, but other states are seeing tremendous results. But we have to start connecting the dot. If we hear the numbers of Idaho is 48th, 49th in the country in terms of K through 12 education. What are those other states doing that we don't? Why don't we look at pre-K? Because a lot of those other states are investing in pre-K and seeing really good results.
And you're right about the argument that we've heard from the State House about fix K through 12. And let's talk about, you know, higher education and the cost of higher education and our go-on rates. But if you look at something like the Basin School District in Idaho City, where they have 20 years of results, their go-on rate to college is pretty good. And so it's just interesting to hear the arguments when we see the research.
Sure. We have the data. We have the research. We know that it's a successful initiative. And it is really time for policymakers at the state level to look at this seriously and say, if we really want to fix our K through 12 system or improve, and I would never say fix, but improve our K through 12 system, we have to start looking at more children entering kindergarten ready to go on that very first day.
What does this mean for children who are at a lower income level or who may be English as a second language? I ask that because we have a number of Title I schools in the state, not just in the Boise School District, within the state. Mm-hmm. So these are children who, you know, free and reduced lunches, all mm-hmm. things like that. How do they fare if they go to pre-K versus starting in kindergarten or even first grade, for that matter?
So poverty plays a huge role in our children's development and learning, as we all know. And the children in some of our more poverty-stricken communities throughout Idaho, they simply don't have that access to a program, and they can't afford it. And so for them to be in an environment that helps develop their brain and helps develop them with the skills that they need, their early literacy skills, their early math skills, their social-emotional skills, which I would argue is probably more important than their math and literacy skills.
Right.
Having those social-emotional skills and being in environments before you enter a K-12 system is critical to their success, because a lot of these kids, we don't really know where they are. Some of them are in, at home with their siblings and don't have access to any sort of academic or social development for them. So having that opportunity and a place to go where they're engaging with other children, they're engaging in quality adult-child interaction with a teacher, it's so critical to their success.
Beth Oppenheimer is the Executive Director of the Idaho Chapter of the Association for the Education of Young Children. Beth, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Gemma.